Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. FreedomLoveShow.com, FellowGospelMusic.com. I am so excited and delighted that you have decided to join us. This is the ministry where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. And I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you, my co-hosts, for tuning in to FreedomLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com. We have a great program planned for each and every one of you on today. We have exactly 275 individuals on the line, amen, and more coming on. Thank you so much for tuning in. The word of God is getting out, and we appreciate that so, so much. On tonight, we're going to actually pray unto God. What I have planned for you, what God has given me is we're going to read, of course, Psalms 136, numbers 1 through 9. And then after we read Psalm 136, then we're going to go ahead and play Oh, How I Love Jesus by Reverend James Moore. Then after which we're going to pray unto God, and then we're going to listen to one more song by Bishop Paul Morton. Amen. We're going to listen to one more song, I Need Thee, because it's very important that we understand and recognize who we need in order to get to our destination. We're still walking. We're still moving. And if you're being still, amen, make sure that your spirit is still, but make sure that your legs are moving, that you're moving in the direction that the Lord is taking you, because this is an individualized effort. And because it's individualized, that means that you're accountable for your steps, amen, because our steps are ordered by God. And so without further ado, let's go ahead and get started with Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the ears, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We're getting ready to listen to Reverend James Moore, "Oh, How I Love Jesus." Then that will be followed by a divine prayer from God, and then we're going to listen to I Need Thee, and I have some announcements. Then I'm going to bid you good night. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, also the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Thank you for tuning in on tonight.
Yeah.
He is so wonderful.
Uh-huh.
To me?
Yeah.
He is so wonderful.
Amen. That was Reverend James Moore. Oh, how I love Jesus. And I was sitting here meditating, concentrating and focusing on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm going to go ahead and play Bishop Paul Moore, Naniti. Then after we play that, we're going to get into a zone where we are in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God is already here. Matter of fact, before I came online, Jesus was already present. Amen. And so I'm still in meditation and in my zone, and I'm listening to God, and we're praying for people all over this world, and we're praying for ourselves as well, and we're praying for things that's to come, and we're praying for things that has already come, and we're praying for new beginnings, and we're praying for healing and deliverance and deliberations, and we're praying for consecration, and we're praying for those who are on the journey and those who are still standing at the gate. We're just praying for each and every person. And so we're going to listen to Bishop Paul Martin, Anithi, and then afterwards we're going to get into our zone of prayer. Amen. You're listening to AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, and I just want you to sit back, and I want you to enjoy and let God have his way. Amen. Amen.
I don't care what I accomplish in my life. I realize that I need the Lord. You need the Lord tonight if you just look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord.
Oh,
Amen. That was Bishop Paul Morton. I need thee. And I tell you what, I can have church all by myself. Amen. It's so many people on this line, but I tell you what, the presence of God is here. I mean, I feel like I'm in church. I really do. I feel like I'm in church. Amen. 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 Praise God. All right. We're getting ready to go to the throne of God. There are many different prayer requests. We're going to let God have his way. I need you to get into your prayer position, whatever that is. I always dim my lights because I want to be able to focus. And, you know, when we pray to God, we want to be able to focus unto God and take everything to God. And I want to say this. You know, if you came here burdened, if you came here thinking about something, then let God have his way in your life. Allow God to have his way. I was speaking to a friend of mine before I came on the ministry, and one of the things that we talked about was allowing God to move into your life. And when God begins to move into your life, he begins to rearrange some things. And so we just need to let God have his way. Amen. Amen. We're getting ready to go into our prayer position. We're going to listen to the Lord. I'm available to you. I surrender all the piano instrumental, and we're praying. And if we happen to finish before the song is over or we're continuing to pray afterwards, we're just going to go with the flow, amen? So we're going to pray unto God, and whatever God leads us to pray for, that's what we're going to pray for. I want you to just get comfortable. I want you to get ready to get into the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come to you with a bowed head and humble heart, Lord. Ooh-wee. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and then you started us on our way. You gave us a vision. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. You blessed our disposition. You helped us to keep our eyes focused on you and our ears listening. And you helped us to speak words that uplift. And for that, we say thank you. Then, Lord, you blessed us to make it through the day. And you brought us back home safely, and we say thank you. As we kneel down, or as we sit down, or as we lie down, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord? Crown them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Whatever's going on internally, we ask, Lord, would you bless them externally? We speak life. We speak joy and peace. Then, Lord, we thank you for those who have a testimony, who are coming out of therapy, who are coming out of their storms. We ask, would you continue to keep them and make them stronger, not only in the body, but in the mind and spirit. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are going in, for whatever reason there may be. Would you keep your arms around them and your eyes, and bless them to hear your voice for encouragement, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in bereavement, those who have lost something or someone. Would you bless those who are wandering around in the wilderness, Lord, and don't know which way to go. We ask, would you show them the way? Would you show them that you are the truth and the light? Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, whoever's listening right now, who's going through a storm and who's feeling also down, we ask, would you lift them up? Would you expedite your blessings and your angels, where your angels will fill those voids in all of our lives? Then, Lord, we thank you for those who have accepted whatever your will is and those who are walking the journey. We ask that would you bless them in their going ins and coming out. And as we look to the left and right, would you bless us, Heavenly Father. And would you keep us grounded and rooted in your word. where we will continue to press forward. Then, Lord, we bless each person who's around us in that circle, Lord, looking and wondering if they want to join in and receive. We ask, would you bless each person from A to Z? Would you bless their household and their children and their grandchildren? Would you bless their assets and anything that they put their minds to, Lord? And as they stand around, I ask that you send your ministers and prophets and evangelists to minister unto them. Lord, there are so many people right now listening to this ministry, not because of me, Lord, but because of you, and I say thank you. And we asked if we could save at least one person who's listening right now and help them to turn from their wicked ways, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. We touch each person who's listening, Lord, A to Z. Lord, we touch their lives, and we ask, Lord Jesus, would you bless everything that they touch to be prosperous and to be successful. Lord, we thank you for sending those new individuals on the ministry, Lord, for whatever storm that they're going through. We ask that you continue to work in their lives. And Lord, when we relinquish all of these people into the world, we ask, would they find a church home? We ask, would they continue to dwell in the temple, Lord? Then, Lord, as we kneel down, we ask, would you bless us all together, then bless us one by one. And would you bless our families, Lord? Whatever they need, whether it's healing, deliverance, Lord, breakthroughs, whatever. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless them in a major way? Lord, we ask, would you bless our friends, Heavenly Father, whatever they're going through, would you bless their families? Would you bless as they sit along the bedsides, Lord? We ask, Heavenly Father, whatever it is that they need, Lord, from you, that you provided. Then, Lord, we ask, would you look upon us and bless us to continue to give the word of God. Continue to be role models. Continue to be what you called us to be. Continue to be focused, Lord. Continue to give us strength and courage, Lord. Continue to give us power. Continue to help us to be led by your spirit and through your spirit, Lord. Lord, you've been just excellent to us, Lord. You've been good to us. You kept us, Lord. You blessed us, Lord. You made a way out of no way. You've opened doors, Lord. You've helped us with new opportunities. And you've just been that good. And we say thank you, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless our youth, Lord. Keep them safe, Lord. And help them to be more like you, Lord. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the chaos that's going on in the world? Would you bless just everyone, Heavenly Father, and help us to continue to be about your business, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, as the Spirit quietens, that you continue to use our hands for your service. Continue to use our hearts to love and continue to use our minds to think. Continue to use our eyes to look up towards the hills from which cometh all the help. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless us to be more like you? Bless us on this journey, Lord. Purify our hearts. Put more love and joy in our hearts. Put more peace in our minds. Put more understanding, Heavenly Father, and bless our ears to be able to hear. Lord, we pray for each and every person, Lord, that's listening. We pray for their families, Lord. We pray for their friends. And we ask, would you just continue to help us to be the people that you have us to be. Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, Lord, we ask, would we never be cast out of your sight. We ask from this day forth that we continue to walk on our journey. And for the thousands who are still standing, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless a revelation, would you bless some type of movement of the atmosphere to cause people to shift, not only in their physical body movement, but within their minds to shift and turn from their ways. We ask, Lord Jesus, would you continue to help us? Would you continue to bless us and keep us, Lord Jesus? And now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but we're never relinquished out of your sight, we ask, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're just going to listen to the voice of God for a second, and then we're going to carry on with the rest of the ministry. Amen. All right. Now listen. There's so much going on. There's so many great things going on in the kingdom of God. And it's very important that we continue to listen to the voice of God. Amen. It's very important that we continue to listen to the voice of God. God is doing some great things in our lives. God is healing. He's delivering. He's setting us free. And what I mean by that, what God means by that, is not setting us free as in physically setting us free. I'm speaking about setting us free where we can understand the will of God, understand what God really wants us to do. It's very important because we serve a true and a living God. We serve a true and a living God, and God is perfect, perfect, perfect. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now listen, I have a couple of announcements to make, and then I am going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or go to alfredaloveshow.com. That's alfredaloveshow.com and click on number one love radio. alfredaloveshow.com and click on number one love radio. Be sure to do that. In addition to that, you could also go to stellargospelmusic.com and click on number one love radio. You can do that. Amen. Gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the FredaLoveShow.com, the StellarGospelMusic.com. I would love to have your music. Now listen, if you have a gospel artist, please be sure to email the gospel artist's name, their CD, you know, when their project is coming out. Please be sure to do that. Amen. It's very important. Please be sure. And you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for all of your family members. When you pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so it's very important that we continue to pray. Be sure to check out alfredaloveshow.com. That's alfredaloveshow.com. stellargospelmusic.com. Be sure to check that out. Check out stellargospelmusic.com. That's stellargospelmusic.com. And also alfreda.hubpages.com. Be sure to check it out. Be sure to check it out because there's some great things and we're adding things to the website. So be sure to check it out. Now listen, I need you to mark your calendars. In November, Gospel, we're having a huge sale. Garage sale, amen, huge garage sale. And then December 3rd and 10th, we're bringing a huge store with new items to the Central Texas area. We're inviting the whole state of Texas. We're inviting the whole world. So if you are in the Texas area on December 3rd or the 10th, it's only a two-day event, but it's going to be on a Saturday, the 3rd and the 10th. If you're in town, close to Waco, by Waco, be sure to stop by. I'm going to have the address and everything. I'm going to have that for you, but be sure to stop by. I'm telling you, especially those businesses who want to give back to the community, you can find items, new items, $10 or less, very nice items, $10 or less. So be sure to continue to watch the Facebook page. All right, be sure to come back on tomorrow as we'll have Ms. Dana Fields. She's into fashion as well as she is a gospel artist. Wow, what a great package that is. Be sure to come back on tomorrow. I'm going to interview her. I believe it's going to be at like 6 o'clock. I'm going to give you the time on my Facebook page. I have to look at my text here to see what time. But she's coming on the AlfredaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com. So be sure. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest
in
talk show radio. Alfreda on the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.